Waking out my sleep, it's like someone is there, 'cause this reflection can't be me. Though I shall foot myself here, 'cause
I'm walking my talk been different, my style and my thoughts been different. I got you, but it's me I'm missing. Y'all agree, y'all get it. I think I went way too far trying to please you. I know I went way too hard trying to please you. This ancient come with the harsh truth, and you gon' shoot your shot 'cause I harmed you. But I'll be honest, always told you I think I went way too far. When the options are too I do what I think you wanna see. 10 times out of 10 I'll make the same decision again. The aroma of you, girl, makes my obligations start to fade. Myself drift farther just the same, 'cause I'm walking my talk beneath me. My style and my thoughts beneath me. I got you, but it's me I'm missing. You'll agree, I'll get it. I think I went way too far trying to please you. I know I went way too hard trying to please you. This ain't shit's coming with the harsh truth, and you gon' shoot your shot 'cause I harmed you. But I'll be honest, always told you I think I went way too far. My reflection yells at me, reprimanding turbulent demands based off pure instinct that I may just not know who I am. Every time I'm on myself, I wonder why I can't help but misbehave just to keep you close. I watch myself drift further just to say, you'll agree, I'll get it. I think I went way too far trying to please you.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Welcome back once again to Time and a Half with Brother Charles. I am Brother Charles, giving you the quality tunes, the quality sound, the quality conversation to get you through your week. It's Wednesday, October 31st. Some of y'all out there, you know what I'm saying, celebrating them goons, ghouls and goblins and witches and all that. So I guess happy Halloween to y'all. But you know, the only ghost that live in my house is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's been a lot going on campus, yo. If you talk to anybody, like, folk out here sick. I was down for the count last week. That's why I wasn't on the air. Like, people out here, I'm a little stuffy still, like a little congested. People out here with bronchitis, pneumonia, passing out, not going to class, and people really demotivated. It's like 5 weeks left in the semester. Thanksgiving coming up. It's close, but not close enough. It's in like 3 weeks. We got December knocking on our door. The weather still don't know what it's trying to do. People still not washing their hands. I seen a dude tear up the bathroom this morning. Tore that joint up. Went in there, came left, came back inside, still in there, tore that joint up. Heard the toilet flush. Looked back, cuz was leaving out the joint without washing his hands. Put his hand all over the bathroom door handle. And that's what I live with, yo. people out here leaving whole loads of wet laundry on top of the washers, not putting them in the dryers. I came around a bottle of hand sanitizer and squirt that joint in before I dap anybody up. And it's draining. Like, to go to class when you know you're sick and you're not trying to be there, like, that's a lot. But we staying motivated. You know, we try and stay healthy the best way we can. And hopefully the tunes that I got for y'all today will help, you know what I'm saying, keep it going. I just want to, you know, speak to the fact that the semester is almost over. People really have been trying their best and have been succeeding. Shout out to all my seniors who are out here really putting they all into just really trying to stay afloat, because graduation surveys just went out. I just filled out the little information section that says, like, how do you want your name to be spelled on your diploma? Oh, like this. I earned this. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot going on. Like, the next phase is definitely knocking on my door. Grad school applications, job applications. It's all a lot. It can get overwhelming, but at the same time, it's exciting because the next steps of life don't wait for any man. But sometimes you just got to be optimistic. And that's how we try and keep you here on Time and a Half. We're going to keep it pushing. This is Sounds of Blackness.
Say the black of the belly, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the root. out to my sisters on welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a hatch. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Live at the mall. I can see the evil. tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every year to zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painted on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, and a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Big back and chat, I'm trapped in back for y'all. I rap, I black, I'm tracks, I'm rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate poor, poor, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be all right.
Stayin', baby. image of law. To which I replied, are you sure? Even the murderer, even the whore, even if you're running through bitches on tour with a good girl at home folding clothes, and she losing faith in him and he knows it. Like, what the fuck is a break? Don't know how much I can take no more. I give you all I got till it ain't no more. No more tears, it's been 10 long years. Nah, I don't know if I can wait no more. And who can blame her? You complain about every time you out, you come back, she pout. Sleeping back to back, this is wet. We bout to go platinum and I'm in the crib acting out my childhood fantasies of wife and home. But it's a whole lot of actresses I like to. And despite the rumors, you hold out on account of your guilt. And she has got to spend her nights alone. And she ride or die, like evening. Make home cooked meals every evening. And even in your lowest days, when you're no longer Superman, at least you know you got Lois Lane. But you run away, run away, run away, run away. I'm holding on desperately. Run away.
Girl from your video, my worth is not determined by the price of my. the racks. Don't matter, matter fact, it can happen to you.
And we're back on 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. He's in Pennsylvania. It's time and a half.
I know y'all was about to get ready to crank, but I just realized that was the explicit version, and I'm not trying to spend $50,000 because I couldn't press the pause button fast enough. But once again, you know what I'm saying, this episode is just to uplift everybody who's going through it. Fall is an interesting time of year, you know. A lot of people related with the end, you know, it's the death right before winter, and then there's new life and stuff like that. But I don't really see it like that. I think, you know, I think it's a transitionary period, right? Doesn't necessarily have to be death to new life, or more so it can be a metamorphosis, you know, a caterpillar doesn't die in the cocoon, it just gets better. You know, right now you're not dying. Right now you're not about to see a lot of death. Right now you're not about to see a lot of failure. You're not about to see a lot of, you know what I'm saying, negativity. You about to just see a lot of change, a lot of positive change. And sometimes things got to get a little ugly before that happens, you know. Caterpillar, you know what I'm saying, was living his best life. You know, it was like, you know what, I think it's time for me to step my game up. I think it's time for me to step into the next phase of my life. I think it's time for me to start, you know, walking in my purpose, right? Time for me to get my wings. So, you know what I'm saying, the cocoon is an ugly process. If you ever watch, like, the process of a cocoon, you know what I'm saying, they got to, you know, peel off some skin. They got to wrap themselves in a little goo, whatever. They got to post up in it, too. That's the thing. Inside a cocoon, you know what I'm saying, it's not the best. It's uncomfortable. You know, it's not a lot of room. You know, and it's a process that is probably frustrating for the caterpillar as it transitions into the butterfly. Right now, a lot of folk are in cocoons. You know, a lot of people are getting ready to wrap themselves up. A lot of people, you know, getting ready to go through some uncomfortable situations that they might not want to complete, that they might not want to, you know what I'm saying, go all the way through. But my message right now is to make sure you complete that process. Make sure you get out of the cocoon. And make sure you fully transition into the next phase of your life. And you fully transition into the point where you can really begin to start walking into your purpose. So you can start talking about your potential and start talking about your reality. Right? People always want to say stuff like, oh, he has so much potential. Oh, he has the potential to do this. He has the potential to do that. She has the potential to do this. She has the potential to go here, go there. Right? But nobody ever wants to talk about, you know, that point where they start doing those things, where they start, you know, reaching their potential, surpassing their potential, right? The goals that you might have set for somebody else, they surpassed that a long time ago, right? And now they're on to bigger and better things. And, you know, I think about all my seniors, we getting ready to surpass our potential. When we was in high school, it was graduate high school, get to college. Now we got to college and we about to finish. Now it's, you know, we applying for grad school. We went from bachelor's to master's just like that. We went from bachelor's to careers just like that. We went from, you know, asking our parents, like, what should we do? To now it's, you know, asking our parents, what should we do? But just in a different phase, right? So we can start helping our folks out. We can start giving back to our communities. We can start living the dreams that we've been thinking about for so long. We're starting to turn our dreams into reality. And sometimes that takes a long night. Sometimes that takes skipping a nap. Sometimes that means skipping regular sleep, you know? Sometimes that means, you know, putting the phone down, turning the TV off, right? Opening up that book, doing that assignment, you know, spending that extra time on yourself, right? Going to the gym, putting in them extra hours so you can get to the point where you want to be, right? When you want it, so you can get to the point past where you want to be. Right? And it's possible. And it's not always easy, it's not always pretty. Folks don't want to talk about the ugly process of success. Right? But there's so many folk out here doing it. Look to your left, look to your right if you ever get discouraged. And you know what's crazy is I've always noticed that at some of my lowest points, some of my points where I really need encouragement, it's always come from looking to my left and my right and noticing sometimes other folks struggling just like me, right? But we're still going. sometimes you don't want to be struggling and look to your left and watch somebody doing backflips and, like, just cruising. Sometimes that's really discouraging because you might be like, dang, they look like they got it so easy. Right? Sometimes you don't want to look up and automatically look at people's successes, right? Sometimes you want to see somebody in the struggle just like you. You don't want to see somebody already on the other side, because right now that might seem astronomical. That might seem out of reach. Sometimes you want to look to your left and your right and see people in the trenches just like you, willing to do anything to get out of there. And I've noticed, like, through my college career, it's folks who sat next to me, rubbed shoulders with me, you know, stayed up with me when it was time to turn the paper in, when it was time to do an assignment, when it was time to study a little bit longer than usual. Those are the folk who I've shared my successes with and who shared their successes with me. So be encouraged, yo. And just know that you're not the only one who might have to put their head down for a little bit. See what I'm saying? Know that you're not the only one who might be a little discouraged, right? There's a lot of stumbling blocks on the way up. But just know you're still on your way up. All right? And there's blessings on the way. We gonna keep rocking with Chance, because I'm feeling Chance is my vibe right now. This is blessings on Time and a Half, and there's some blessings coming your way, yo.
I'm gonna praise him till I'm gone. I'm gonna praise him till I'm gone. When the praises go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now. Look out for your family. He has ordered my steps. Gave me a sword with a crest. And gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath.
Praise him. Praise him till I'm gone.
Don't be mad.
The blessings come down.
Good God.
When the praises go up.
Good God.
The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Oh, oh.
The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Oh, oh.
The blessings come down.
Good God. They booked the nicest hotels on the 59th floor with the big wide windows. With the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money. Ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close. Ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference in blessings and worldly possessions. Like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. I'm at war with my wrongs. I'm writing four different songs. I never forged it or forfeited. I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4-minute song. You need a 4-hour praise dance performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath, so Nico grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with the buzzer beater to end the quarter. Watch brick and mortar fall like dripping water.
Sugar daddy, they be tricking, they tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, stacks on me, Patron on ice. We can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, baby, I can treat you so special, so nice. So jet for you tonight, and baby, you can go whatever. I said you can go wherever you like. Yeah,
traffic. Everybody know it, I ain't drinking if you got it. But you ain't never ever gotta go on your wallet. Long as I got rubber band banks in my pocket. 5-6 rides with rims and a body kit. You ain't gotta downgrade, you can get what I get. My chick can have what she want. And go and let it stone my hand it back, she won't. I know you ain't never had a man like that to buy you anything your heart desire like that. Yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell them all the pro joker, be quiet. Stacks on deck, Patron on ice. And we can pop bottles all night. Smell so fresh and look so nice. Let me put this big boy in your life. That's right. I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it. Go get it, I buy it. Tell them all the pro joker, be quiet. Stacks on gang, Patron on ice. And we can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. So nice, yeah, so legit for you tonight. And baby, you can go wherever you like. I said you can go wherever you like. Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
All right, good people, my time is up here at Time and a Half with Brother Charles. I want to thank you once again for rocking with me. It's my favorite hour of the week. And I want you to be encouraged this week as you go along. You know what I'm saying? You might start this week as a caterpillar and in the next couple of weeks end up as a butterfly. Walking in purpose, step into your potential. Until next time, good people, this is Charles Evans, Brother Charles, signing off.